Blog Talk Radio.
Malcolm X. A song for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who paved the way. Lit the day, we owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song.
A tribute.
They're the progenitors of humanity. They named the moon and the dawn. What we must do is understand the divine role we are to play. And our children will love us, and our names they will gladly claim. In tribute. Lit the day, we owe them so much that it's impossible for us to pay. Let me say, what we must do is illuminate the path for those who are to come. And then our name will be called in the words of some future song of tribute. Yeah, this is a piece for the ancestors, brothers and sisters who've been here and gone. Face down the oppression so that our role could be lessened, who helped us to know that we are a part of the chain of life, and we owe to our children the same thing. We need to be children the same stands on, and if we live our lives correctly, we will be blessed to one day be called ancestors. This is a verbal libation.
Yes, whose names we do not know. Habaragani, Hotep, Assalamu Alaikum, Shalom Alaikum, and all those beautiful words of peace. I'm your host, Brother Derek Jabril, and you are listening to The Narrative. And today is Sunday, August the 29th, 2021. And in the news, everybody is bracing for Hurricane Ida that is heading for New Orleans, Louisiana. And to some of our listeners there, we pray that you are well, getting yourself prepared. If you have not already left that area for the storm. You know, when we look back 16 years ago, Hurricane Katrina came to New Orleans. As a matter of fact, Hurricane Katrina pushed into New Orleans as a Category 3 storm. However, if you all remember back from that time, Katrina was approaching the Louisiana coast, as a Category 5 storm. And before it made landfall, it dropped down to a 3. Now, for what the reports is saying right now is that Hurricane Ida is at the category of a Category 4. And I don't see any reports saying that it's going to drop down or start losing any, you know, go down in wind speed no time soon. So let's hope that it does go down soon. However, these are things that we cannot change. When nature comes in with such power, force, as a hurricane would, there's no altering those things. So we pray that our people that's there, all of the people there, is prepared for the storm to come in. And as you know, Houston and the rest of the country, we will be sending things there to help you all in the efforts in the aftermath of the storm. So I just want to say that I'm thinking of you all who are listening to us. If you are listening to us, or you may hear these words probably a week, 2 weeks, probably a month down the line, but we are always here. In the NOI, all our brothers and sisters that's there, we're thinking about you as well. You know we're here for you, and we pray Allah for your safety. And we hope to be hearing more from the days ahead on how your conditions are doing there. As well as our listeners at the narrative, we'll be praying for you all. And you all be there for one another, for we have suffered our fair share of hurricanes here in Houston. So we know what you're going through. All right. Today, we're going to be discussing the wheel, the path to all greatness. Let me put in my brother right now, pull up his mic. Brother Wiley, you here with us today, sir?
Yes, sir. I'm here, brother.
All right. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam.
Yes, sir. A hurricane is coming, is approaching New Orleans again, brother. Anything
yes,
you like
it
to
is.
Say to our people there?
Well, pretty much the only thing now is if you didn't get out, then hunker down and do your best to hold on. It's going to be a
yes,
rough
sir.
Ride.
Yes, sir. And the news is showing that that storm is maintaining a Category 4. That's a strength above what Katrina was. So that's going to be a troublesome days on the way. If that storm do not lose its capacity and strength, then yeah, man, it's gonna be some very hairy times, as they say, for the people.
Well,
the thing about
Katrina was the water.
Yes.
And that was the major detriment of Katrina, the water,
mm-hmm.
the surge, and naturally the levees
right.
that caused the massive flooding that it did. The thing about
right.
this storm is the wind.
Mm-hmm.
This wind. That's a powerful wind that's moving in there. And
right.
you're talking about extreme wind damage. And you're talking about the surge waves ranging from about, you know, 10, 12 or more feet.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of water.
Right.
And that water is real heavy and real powerful.
Right.
And it's been slowed down now to about 12 miles an hour. And the one thing you don't want that thing to do is to sit there or to continue to slow in speed with
right.
that wind power is really, really lasting. And a lot of damage.
Yes, yes. Because to everybody that do not know the different wind speed, well, the Category 4, the wind speed is up between 130 to 156 miles per an hour. That is, and that is sustained wind. We're not talking about something that we hit and miss. No, that's sustained. And interesting time.
It's running 145 miles now.
145 miles. Wow.
Yeah.
And that's sustained.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know right now if they're talking about sustained. They're probably talking about wind gusting up to 145 miles
mm-hmm.
per hour. That is really powerful wind. See, if you gust in between, if you gust in up to 145 miles an hour, and you got sustained winds of 100 miles an hour, that is tremendous wind damage.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendous wind damage. So
right.
we can hope and pray for the best. People have to learn, really have to learn to heed the call. I know a lot of the people maybe couldn't get out for economical
mm-hmm.
reasons. They weren't able to get out. So hunker down. Do the best you can to survive it.
Right, right.
But those who could have gotten out should have gotten out.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. And that's the thing that keeps coming back all the time, brother, is that what we've been talking for these past 2 weeks here. About how people feel, well, 3 weeks now, how people feel that they have enough time to do something.
Yes.
Man,
say it again, brother.
You know.
Say it one more time.
It is so. You don't have that much time. And I'm sure we have pointed this out more than one time. I mean, I don't know what it takes anymore. Words is just not. You know, it's just not enough for some folks nowadays. Don't you know that now you had 16 years in between? Let's see. You had it was a hurricane, I think, that brushed close by there in 2020. Okay, but still, if you talk about like the time in between from Hurricane Katrina up until now, here we are 2021, another storm going into New Orleans of this type of magnitude. For 16 years, there was time to prepare. There was time to keep storing your food. It's time for you to keep enough money or funds that you could just put aside just in case an emergency comes. And here we are, we're facing an emergency, and I do believe in my heart of hearts that there's a lot of people that's finding themselves in the same situation that they were in during Katrina.
It's bad.
You got to stop playing games, man. I mean, how many more times do you have you know, how much time do you need? 16 years is a long time. So you can't say that
That's
you didn't
a long
have
time.
You know what I'm saying? You could just put $5 aside. $5 for 16 years, you know how much money it would probably be?
That's a pretty good kitty.
Yeah, man. So, you know, we got to start playing games with ourselves and our lives. We're running out of time. Just put it that way. You ran out of time,
you
man.
Know,
so these storms are coming back to back to back. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, well, I was going to say another thing here, too. You know, you really can't, you know, we like a lot of times to blame a lot of things on white people.
Right.
Man, the warning came out to all people. And everybody have had plenty of time to heed the warning.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
And this is another thing. One of the things that we were taught by our leader and teacher, you know, it makes me think about when I was a little child and my grandmother used to tell us to be still and to be quiet when thunderstorms were around. She said, God is working. Well, understand, our leader and teacher told us about the time that we're living in now. Whether people believe him or not, the American government is telling you now it's true. He won't use his name, our teacher, to say Elijah Muhammad was correct. But the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us one of the things that God was going to do. He was going to destroy the coastlines of America and make them totally uninhabitable by humans. Listen to what I'm saying. He told us this years ago. He's going to force the people to be driven into the center of America. You know what that means? That's a very high level of migration. On one side of the country, you got fires that they can't do nothing but look at. They can't stop them. There's no control. They can't put them out. They are burning up everything. And everything they're not burning, what is being burned is making it impossible to breathe. People can't breathe. The air is toxic as a result of all of this burning. And the air over seven states, people can't breathe. That means they got to get out. They got to get out of there. There is a heavy migration of people leaving the West Coast and moving away from it because they can't deal with no more of this.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got on the East Coast these terrible hurricanes, tornadoes, torrential rain that is beating this country down, and they come in back to back these disasters, and people stand in the middle of COVID. It's like Florida and places like these, Texas, these are the beds of COVID. It is so much COVID over here, it is incredible. All of these things are driving people and moving people from these areas. When you look at Louisiana, they tell you that New Orleans is in a what? It is in a bowl.
Floodplain. Yes.
That means when the water comes in, it can't get out.
Right.
It can't go back out when it comes in. So looking at the pictures of Louisiana prior to Katrina, and looking at it now before this storm hits it.
Right.
It was already a marshland, a big marshland, very little land and plenty of water all over it because it can't get out. Now when you have these storms that are coming back to back, all these little storms and stuff that is constantly hitting Louisiana, man, people may not be able to go back to it.
Right.
They literally may not be able to go back. A lot of them won't be able to go back to it because there won't be nothing there for them to go back to. And if you notice, the hurricanes come in, they come in down here in the Gulf, and then they weave their way all up the East Coast, just tan it up all kinds of ways.
Right.
So I wanted to say that. Look at the track. Just track them. They all behave basically the same. They come into the Gulf area, and then they weave their way up the East Coast. Man, how long do you think people can stand under this kind of pounding? How much money do you think they have to constantly rebuild in these areas? How much do you think the government has that it is will be able to assist them in their building? Look at things like how difficult it is to get your homes insured if you live on the coastlines of America. Insurance companies are refusing to insure them, so you're living on a hope and a prayer.
Right, right. And that's so true, dear brother, because I remember flying from Houston to Atlanta, and that was kind of like right after Katrina, and you can see from the air to where the whole coast have been changed. I mean, it was a very powerful storm. Even the shape is not even there like it was. Powerful, powerful, man. You know, people better stop playing with these storms, man. You need to get up out of there. Out of there, man. When you have time, you have time. That is a mercy. That is a blessing
is a
when you have time.
Beautifully stated.
That is a mercy. Yeah, brother, so, you know, we at part three. And it's called The Wheel, The Past of All Greatness. I definitely want to get into this afternoon with our listeners, because, you know, it stands the test of time, that all that we see and would ever come to know all stems from the will of its creator first, and is manifest through co-creator second in all cases. Today, we are going to examine how the will is manifest throughout our entire lives. There is no such thing as total independence. If you believe that, then you're just lying to yourself. And we're going to, and I pray a lot that we're going to prove that to you today. Because, yes, we are given a measure of control over some things and decisions in our lives. But let's not confuse ourselves that we are totally free from the influence of our creator and the will of others. You know, that there's a powerful truth to understand in our relationship between our creator and the creation and of the universe, the nature, and you, the dependent. You know, brother, as it has been said in the schools, it's time to put your thinking cap on. Because first, I want to draw something from the Kabbalion words. The lips of wisdom are closed except to the ears of understanding. Notice that the ears are stressed. Hearing is very important because it leads to the inner sanctum of thought. As we read from the prophets and all of the sages of the ages, we don't know of a time where the meek and the wise speak independent of the sovereign master of the universe. Notice we said meek and wise. Only the humble of heart and those who are careful of their duty to the great creator of us all would understand such wisdom in the days of great enlightenment, that the people in the future will call this time that we are living in, that in the time in which I am writing, in this day and time that I am existing, this is a time of great enlightenment. Because now, man, you know, we have the reality of God present now. No, brother. I mean, we living in a time where the reality of God and his return back to the public life is dwelling amongst men and women again. You know, we have a picture. You know what I'm saying? Where's the world don't have it? We have a picture. And we see the physical form. And he's not hiding behind a veil anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So this is something, man, we definitely gotta look at in terms of understanding the will, because most of us, man, especially, you know, sometimes you see some people, especially, I hate to pick on you white folks, but the main ones that I have always seen doing this, talking about, I built this. You really ain't built nothing. The reason why you got it is due to the practicing of universal law, but you also got it because of the permission of someone way high in knowledge and authority than you. But you know, you got people out there like that, brother. What do you think about folks like that?
Like people who think that
they don't. Go ahead.
People who think that what they do without aid or assistance. Huh? Yes. Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you now.
Can you?
Go ahead. No,
okay.
Confirm you. Quiet. Yeah. Go ahead.
You're talking about for people who think that they do what they do without the aid or assistance of...
Right.
Anyone?
Yes, sir. Because all of us, man, we are living up under someone's will, whether we think we're not, or whether we think we do or not. And that's one thing we're going to point out today.
Well, that's a very deep statement that you're referring. That's a really deep statement. And I say it because the human being on the planet is of many persuasions.
Right.
You know, this is one of the reasons in trying to identify the God human beings have called the God by many names.
Yes, sir.
So when you look at the humans doing anything, working, what have you, it's kind of hard to say it is without the aid or assistance of anyone because, you know, humans are not built that way. Humans are connected. They are connected whether they are aware of it or not. And so a lot of things, a lot of statements humans make, they're just not aware of the human being. And what it is, and that is, that's why I said that is a major statement.
Mm-hmm.
It is so, you know, whether it be leaders of religious persuasions or naturalists.
Right.
When we say we are all under the persuasion of God, the influence of God, we do nothing or achieve nothing without the intervention of God, then you're talking to masses of the human being. And there, when you get into the discussions about what God, my God, what about my God? What about my God?
Right.
You see, you know,
right.
So everybody go to crazy. Right. Then it leads into one big feud. So it's like, how can you consolidate that? Whereas you can centrally spot.
Right.
The creative functions of the human
mm-hmm.
being, then you would have to go to the brain, to the mind.
Right.
When you go to the brain and the mind, then you going here to the root of the emergence of thoughts and ideas. And if you go to the root of that, you're trying to go to the first mind that originated the thought and the
mm-hmm.
idea, and then had the power or will to make it visible where all could see.
Right.
You see,
well,
and so
put, brother.
If we're talking about that one, then that one has been in a constant state for trillions of years
mm-hmm.
of study, the study of the self.
Right.
That study concluded, as we the Muslims believe, with the coming of Master Farad Muhammad. Otherwise, you wouldn't have to use such a term as Alpha and Omega. You see, if the process was still going, you would only have Alpha.
Right.
But since
yes.
you have reached a stage here where a conclusion.
Look like you went out again, brother.
Oh. Okay. Can you hear me
yeah,
now?
Yeah, brother, why did your phone went out?
Like
brother said, you wouldn't. The process would kept going. Let's see, brother, while are you back?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I hear you now. Go ahead. You stopped off with speaking about Alpha.
I don't know why this phone is working like this. I'll try to get it fixed.
Yeah. Sometimes the truth calls the transitions
okay.
a blow.
Well, you see, yeah, as long as something in the process of that development here, you have something, you have the Alpha, which is the beginning, but you didn't have the Omega, which would be the end.
Right.
And so when the Omega comes into the view, that means you are back at another point. And the point that we're back at with the coming of Master Farad Muhammad, the one whom we recognize as the true and living God, the Allah, that means you have come back to the point of the beginning, which the knowledge have been found that all is within the one, and the one that is within is referred to as the creator, the originator of all. And if you look at the wisdom of the God today, who is teaching us about the wisdom of the originator.
Right.
You got to kind of ask, where did he get that from? Especially if, you know, if no one else can do that.
Right.
It's pretty obvious to me that he is the one. I'm not arguing it. And he say,
exactly.
And he say that the one God is the original man. He say that the one God is the original man, and the original man is the Asiatic black man. And I don't know no whites, no Asians. I don't know nobody on the planet can deny that to be a fact when you know no man, no human before the original black man. So the only one qualified to tell you even of that, it would have to be the only one there who had to be the originator of it.
Right.
And what is he going to tell you? Whatever he tells you is coming from where? His mind.
Come on.
So if it's coming from his mind, he's the originator of the concept of God itself. And the identity would be himself.
Right.
Now, I'm telling you, everywhere you dig, everywhere you uncover, everywhere you look into, everybody on the planet is finding the same thing. There was nobody on this planet called human before the original black people of this planet. No one denies that all beings on this planet today came from this original black man of this planet.
Right.
So when you look to him, you see what? Father. When you look to him, you see what? Mother. Are the producers of humanity itself.
Right.
So what the God's whole search was about was trying to find what? Information about itself, because there was nothing else. That's a deep subject, man. That's a deep subject. There was nothing else but itself. He's the originator. of all.
Of all.
That means from him came all. From
right.
him came all. You
mm-hmm.
understand? I mean, I know you
yes,
do.
Sir.
I'm saying.
Yes,
and from him came all. And this was one of the statements made by our teacher, that he said God taught him, from him came all, and to him all must return.
Yes, sir.
There's nowhere for nobody to go. And it ain't nowhere you go. You nowhere that a human gonna go and not find one of us or a nation
mm-hmm.
of us there before they touch down.
That's right.
We cover
That's right.
the all because the all originates from us.
From us. Yes, sir. Isn't that deep what you just said? And we cover the all because the all originated from us. And in
all
something
of
that,
the,
that
all of the
ahead.
Knowledge, all of
yes,
the
sir.
Wisdom that
That's
has
right.
came forth to mankind.
Come on.
He have acquired through the search and study of man.
Mm-hmm.
There is a difference
yes,
because
a difference.
There is only one man.
Right.
And all of the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding of all originates from him.
That's right.
So this is why when they study science, you name the field, whatever they study, they have
mm-hmm.
to come to us in order to find the answers.
That's right.
Whether we be That's living or whether we be dead.
That's right.
We leave a mark.
That's right. It was that old saying they always used to say, hey, the buck stops here, buddy.
The buck stops here, buddy.
Yeah.
But you know, brother, they don't argue this. The only
no.
ones argue this is the ignorant.
Yeah.
The wise don't argue this. Among no society do the wise argue in dispute this fact. It is only argued and disputed by the ignorant.
Mm-hmm. And we can thank them, whoever authored this mystery God thing, and we know who authored it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's where the poison began. Because
that,
God have always
is.
Been a man. And,
that's
and,
right.
And he's a live man. He's a living God.
That's right.
You know, to my
That's
beloved
right.
brothers and sisters in, now I'm talking about people in the future. You know, your brother, we're talking right now, me and Brother Wiley, and we're speaking to you. And the deal is that, brother, you know, the people in the future, if we look down the line, probably about 1,000 years from now, 2,000, 3,000 years down the line, don't you know that in our dispensation of time, they are actually going to be looking at us as we are looking at them now? And we are speaking to them right now. This is deep. You know, I am seeing you. We are seeing you, and you are seeing us. You know, I want you to see us for we all your brothers and sisters, we are alive in the time frame now, of which
yes,
I'm pretty
yes.
sure those back in the future are going to be seeing this as a time of enlightenment now, and they're going to also be
yes.
seeing it from the mindset that God is walking amongst the people.
That's right.
We live,
they,
you know what I'm saying? They looking at us.
They books
Come
tell
on.
Them that. They books,
right.
you know, it's, they books tell them that. How are they able to advocate such things if they books don't tell them that? You're
right.
Advocating simply what your books are telling you. Then why is it when you see it, you no longer have to hope for it, but you see it, then you want to deny it?
Right.
You can't. It is fulfillment. Say God tell them, I am Alpha and Omega.
Omega.
The beginning and the end. Well, is this saying you Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, then you're saying everything start with me. I am the foundation of all.
Right.
And I am the end of all.
Right.
All return to me. That's a, who talking? First of all, who talking?
Right.
How many, he is talking. Who talking?
That's
if
right.
If humans are listening to this God, then how they doing that?
Right.
Somebody's talking.
Come on.
God talks to man, don't he?
Yes, sir.
He does more than that. He's a friend. They say God is a title.
That's what it is.
It's a title.
That's exactly what it is.
That is bestowed upon one.
Right.
That shows great wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that is above all that is amidst him. Simple as that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's a true fact. And don't you know, brother,
that's
it goes to
what
show
it is.
You. It goes to show you, man, we are definitely riding that same energy source of wisdom. Because don't you know, I haven't got to that part. And I was going to start sharing that too today about how when you talk about Allah, Allah is a title. That's what it is.
Yes.
Of one sitting on a throne. Oh, man. You know what? Our transformation, especially the people that's in the future looking at us, you know, we're talking transgenerational here. You know, brother, when they look back at the people that's coming from this one, our transformation, every last one of us, our transformation would be a guiding light for all those throughout the ages now, because there's no end to the wisdom of this God. None.
No, it's not.
We're talking about trillions of years later. You, Brother Wiley, me, Brother Derek, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the Nation of Islam, Mr. Farrakhan, all of us, we're going to be transgenerational in the future. For
what
trillions of years, they're going to know about us.
The scriptures say, be ye transform.
Transform.
Wait a minute. Let me say that again. Let me say that again. See, it is in their book. It ain't like they haven't been exposed to this truth. It is in their book. Be ye transformed. Well, how in the hell are you going to be transformed?
Come on.
By the renewing of your mind.
Of your mind. That's right.
Well, ask the biologists. You can go to them. Ask them, can the brain be renewed? See, greater knowledge is coming out now. Why is greater knowledge coming out now? Where is it coming from?
Right.
It is because there is what? the new one, the Omega, is on scene today.
Right.
And his job is to make all things new.
Yes, sir.
How you do that? You have to change things at the essence.
That's right.
When you change things at the essence, what? You see newness come about. What is newness? What no eye has seen before.
Right.
It represents a wisdom, a knowledge, and an understanding that no eye has seen before, no ears have heard before. That's why when you hear it, and as the book said, and you drink it in, the first thing starts happening is you start changing. And people say, why? What's going on with you? You are changing
right.
because you're being made new.
Right.
And the old things are falling away.
Right, right.
That's why he don't need nothing but his word. His word is so powerful, it goes to the core of your essence. When it goes to the core of your essence, you begin to change from the essence. You say, Wally, what are you saying, man? I'm saying that they got a new science. The scientists say there is a new science today. What is the new science?
Yeah.
It's called epigenetics.
Come on.
Epigenetics. That which is above the gene that has the power to influence the gene. Influence the gene and make it produce something new.
Right.
Ooh, study it. They won't lie. Where did they get it from? They're trying to do it. Where did they get it from? You got to go and you got to look at these things. You got to study. Yeah, it's a transformation occurring. Huh? You take that which was considered nothing, that which was considered dead. Huh? And what do? It said a God spoke to it.
Yeah.
When he spoke to it, it did what? It moved. How did he do that?
Right.
See, you just need to understand all that spiritual language. How did he make it move?
Come on.
Well, you have to understand what caused all movement in the human body. Whereby we say it is living.
Right.
When you understand those, the biologists know what I'm talking about right now. They know what I'm talking about. Because it has what? Positive and negative?
Right. It has a force to it. Yes.
Yeah.
That's right.
It has receptors, too.
Right.
And because it has the receptors, means it is open to influence.
Man.
Of itself, it's just there.
Right.
But because it is designed to receive the message of God. That when he speaks to it, he charges it and calls it to move. Boy, Boy.
Give it, boy.
I'm going to leave that alone with you.
Hey, man, it's the wheel, alone. Man. Hey, that's what we're talking. The wheel.
That's why it says by his will alone. By his will alone.
Mm-hmm.
He created heaven and earth.
Come on.
He willed it into being. Lord have mercy. What kind of God is this? That white man said, Lord, if I could get that kind of power. Yeah, but you won't.
Right. You never get that one.
Yeah.
Not acting out of one mathematics. Not acting out of one book of mathematics you won't.
No.
No.
It's go ahead,
bro. Yeah, go ahead, bro. I was just going to say it's almost the top of the hour.
Wow.
Yes, almost the top of the hour, man. Time is rolling. And the deal is, man, it's just such a powerful subject. And what we definitely want to get out of this today is that the people need to see that there's a reason why at the beginning I made mention of co-creator. See, you're not creating nothing. You know what I'm saying? You got to get that out of your mind. Now you do have a measurement now. You do have a measure of control. And we did a show on that. Remember, brother, we were talking about making these bad decisions? You know,
yeah.
Decision played a huge part in that. But brothers and sisters, you know, I'm going to pull some from the Kabbalion again. It says well fall the footsteps of the master, the ears of those ready for his teaching open wide. Didn't brother just got through telling you just by God's word alone, it can actually start changing things in you? Just by a word. And how do chemistry operate? You know, what's that old thing in the basics?
Watch out now.
The basics in chemistry says. Says that for every reaction, there is an opposite reaction.
Watch out now. You on a heavy subject, brother.
Yeah, man. And I'm going to read one more from the Kabbalah. It says, when the ears of the students are ready to hear, then cometh the lips to fill them with wisdom. My God.
Oh. Incredible,
my God.
Brother.
Yes, incredible,
indeed.
Bro. And I'm going to say this before we go to break, too. You know, the time in which me and Brother Wiley are living in today, this will be a great guide for those of you living in the future. I want you to understand that. I'm going to stress that to you. Because the name of Master Farad Muhammad will change to a more high expression, you know, in his name. Now, we call the name Master now. That's just a small measurement of what the name means. It is a title given to one in our own little understanding of the reality of that man now. But it must be understood that the Allah in times past was known as a title of one sitting on the throne of supreme wisdom. So when we get back, we're going to talk about that. And we're going to get deeper into this subject because, man, you are more powerful than what you think. You start changing yourself, bowing down to that which you shouldn't even bow down to. Just like I have people around me, they talk about their vices, brother, and how that, you know, they have to prepare themselves in order to give up smoking. They got to prepare themselves in order to give up drinking and things like that. But if you understand the power of the will, then you can summon up the energy within your own being to stop whatever it is that you want to stop or change whatever it is you want to change. That can be done with a made up mind, right? So after we come back from the break, we're going to get more into it. You're listening to The Narrative. Jones, he wants it all. Isn't that the truth? He wants it all. What does the song mean? What is the song telling you? That the God wants your mind today. He wants your will today so he can grow you into a new creation. To express a new wisdom. That is the time for you and I, brothers and sisters. Hey, we'll back to the narrative. Brother Wiley, I tell you, man, that was a very highly charged.
Brother.
Yes, sir.
It was so beautiful what you just said.
Yes, sir.
You summed it up. It was so beautiful what you just said. It summed it up.
Yes, sir.
I mean, you summed it up. Yes.
And that song, man, when I first heard that song, I just knew instinctively, man, this is a powerful song because he's saying he wants it all. You know, he's searching the earth. You know, that's a powerful song, man, from Forever Jones. That particular gospel group, they are family. And they live there in Shreveport, Louisiana. So now when I first heard this song, oh yes sir, I first heard this song and say, oh man, I have to get it they are singing it definitely about the time in which we live in. He wants it all. Right, brother.
See, it is so important. Everybody has been trying to teach us and tell us. It is so important that the black man and woman return to themselves.
Mm-hmm.
All that you could ever imagine wanting, having, creating, or whatever is found in you. The black man mm-hmm. and woman got to stop going outside of themselves looking for this and looking for that. It's found in you. You are the great creator. You going looking for the creator. Look in the mirror. You
right.
you admire the brilliance
right.
of your work.
Look in the mirror.
You admire the brilliance of
you
your
see.
Work when you look through the annals of time and see all that you have done. And you admire
mm-hmm.
that. You know, look.
Right.
What are you admiring? You're admiring that which came out of your mind. Your
right.
mind. That's what you're admiring. Everybody else is bowing down and worshiping it. People
mm-hmm.
are looking into it deep enough where they're able to find remnants of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that is left in it by us and able to take that and build incredible things for themselves in the way of technology,
mm-hmm.
in the way of many things of what we call modern times. Where did they get this? They get it from us.
That's right.
You, if only you knew, it's like how you feel. You can make yourself feel miserable. How do you do that? By how you think.
Mm-hmm.
If you, everything is miserable, then tell me how you're going to feel.
Right.
Miserable.
Exactly. You're miserable. Exactly.
You are creating your own chemistry, and your chemistry is determining what it simply does, it produces how you feel,
mm-hmm.
the way you mix your chemicals,
mm-hmm.
your chemicals. You can sit up
right.
and think about a thought that really makes you happy, and you're into such bliss, you won't never want to come out of it.
That's right.
You didn't take nothing. You didn't drink nothing. You didn't drop nothing. You didn't smoke nothing. You
mm-hmm.
did it.
That's
because
right.
of simply your thoughts, your thinking.
That's right.
So you can change. I want to mention this. One of the things, it's the first Psalms of David. Let me put my glasses on. Like, this is a... Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly,
mm-hmm.
nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of his Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night.
Mm. Wow. Go ahead.
Tell me what is meditation? You people out there who are listening at this show, think about meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Where is meditation, where does it originate from? Just look on the planet. Where do you see the majority of people on the planet always doing deep meditation?
Mm-hmm.
Think about it. And it is caught on where it is literally moved all across the planet, right?
Right, right.
Your meditators is where your deep thinkers are.
Right.
And your meditators on your, yep, let me tell you something. When you can focus your mind on anything. As you began to meditate on it, you began to acquire knowledge of it. How do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Why does that happen? You began to acquire more knowledge of it, more understanding of it, and then the next thing you want to do is you want to move, because the knowledge and understanding of the knowledge that you're acquiring make you want to move. Where move? Move to go find more knowledge of it because it satisfies you.
Right.
Ooh,
right.
That's the way your brain works.
Yes, it does.
That's the way your brain works. That's why you grow in the knowledge. That's why
right.
you grow in the understanding of the knowledge. Because when you meditate on it, it leads you to go find more of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to apply the science of it so that you can gain a better understanding of it, that you can produce wisdom.
Right.
Where you can
right.
make it work for you to produce what you so will.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's right.
That's exactly right.
But what if you stay mindful of that? What if you stayed mindful of conscience of that? Boy, just
mm-hmm.
think about what you could do.
Oh, yeah. Everybody speaks about the meditation of heart. Man, you constantly meditating on something powerful and great, man. It can only lead to that. But what stops a lot of folks from stepping into greatness is your own fear.
Hey,
fear of the unknown.
Thing there, boy.
You know, it's
Whoa.
Crazy, man, because remember now, we talking about a God now who come here to throw all rulers, all nations, all those who don't want to do right, into a lake of fire. And what was the main thing? It says when it's referred to it like a fire, he's saying that those who are the fearful and the unbelieving will be logs into the lake of fire. Now, wait a minute.
Hey.
You know, you know, a lake is water surrounded by land, right? And fire is a revolution of gas and heat, fueled by oxygen. This lake of fire is filled with great turmoil and affliction. Why do you think you're suffering the great turmoil and affliction? Do you see a way out? Like Mr. Farquhar say, I do. You know, and like brother said, man, you well said, brother, especially about that meditation thing. Because, you know, when you meditate, man, you begin to start marveling. When you open your eyes from that meditation, you just start marveling at the surroundings of life. you know, all of the sights, the sound, the rhythm. You know, man, we got to open ourselves up to the originator today in the universe. Open our eyes and see ourselves and where we place, where we're sitting at in nature right now. And the power of the will, you know, that when you understand the power of the will, that's the power of God. I want to read something from Nelson Farrakhan's study guide on building the will. Brother, and this definitely relates into what you just said. He says, I am quoting from the Holy Quran. The Holy Quran says the jinn was created before man. Some scholars say that jinn means a fiery nature and temperament. If the jinn comes before the man, you must come through the fire of emotion. Oh, we're going to put a pin on that. The fire of emotion before you can become a developed human being. You have to learn to control these forces within your own being that comes from Allah God himself before you can become a human being. Man can be an animal or man can reflect Allah God. You start in this world like a fish. I like this. You start in this world like a fish swimming in a bag of water. You evolve out of that and you come forth crawling like other crawling things on the earth. Allah God never intended for you to be an animal. He wanted you to be a perfect reflection of himself. But there must be a coming out of the animal stage of development into a moral consciousness where you have a spirit in you that accuses you for what you do based on that which you know instinctively is right. Yeah, brother. I'm always, you know, that fire of emotion, you know, that's the first obstacle that we all must climb to fight through in order to overcome that which is causing us not to have the most fulfilling time of our life. This struggle just to live in this life is found in the makeup of our solar system. If you look at the solar system, isn't it interesting that how you are able to travel from the sun to the planet Mercury? You know, if you're traveling that way, you know what I'm saying? And then the name, but you know, I might as well say this too for those in the future as well. That name Mercury is gonna change. That name is gonna cease to be. But that's another show for y'all. Like I told you, it's coming. You know, that name would change Venus. That would change too. You know, as another name is going to change. But, you know, but you're going from Mercury to Venus to Earth to Mars. But isn't it something that before you reach outside of those four planets, you got to travel through an asteroid belt of nothing but a bunch of rocks that's just sitting there? Which is nothing but the scattering of rocks, but it's blocking otherwise a smooth path to a greater, higher heights to the other planet that contains greater mysteries that we have, we may not know of, you know, in this dispensation time for you to travel there, to see people travel there. You know, it's just not going to happen within our dispensation of time. But, you know, can the planets be explored? Of course they can. I mean, I don't see where the God told you you can't go there, brother. If you can make it there, you know, there's an open doorway. If you can make it there.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. But, you know, but mentally, we can travel to these planets. Mentally, because did not that one that came to us, it was stated that he could actually extract the language from others from on another planet? What is they saying about our potential? What is they saying about us? You know, we fully develop the God force within, because spirit, let me say this, spirit has no boundaries. Some of y'all want to get real spooky, oh, spirit, you know, floating in and out. Well, but spirit has no boundaries, because spirit is nothing but an energy field. And it is a guided energy that can be developed by a well-trained mind. Remember in the past Enlightenment show, we talked about the seven Hermetic principles. One of those principles was the principle of mental, which says that the all is mind and the universe is mental, meaning that we live, move, and have our being in a mental construct of will and thought. Go ahead, brother. I'm getting a little excited.
I tell you, it sets me to mind to thinking. There is a martial art that I practice called Xing Yi Quan.
Mm-hmm.
And it is mind form fist.
Mm. Yeah.
And yes, some say mind shape fist.
Right.
So there is a saying, speaking to the heart and the mind.
Right.
It says, the mind and the heart are the source of all action. To kill, the heart grows cold. And the mind concentrates the feelings and
mm-hmm.
forms its intention. So I said that what made me think of that is when we deal with the feelings, we dealing with the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And thus, all of that has to do, in biologically speaking, all of that has to do with chemical and electrical stimulations
mm-hmm.
in our beings. So when we speak about feelings and controlling
right.
feelings.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't control the feeling, if you cannot control your thinking.
Right.
And so it's really looking at the word control.
Right.
Is it necessary for everything? We then talk about conscience and subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
Man, trying to be conscious of everything going on in us. You don't
mm-hmm.
want that. Listen
no,
to
no.
me. You don't want that.
No. mm-hmm.
That's why you have, look at the subconscious. It works in concert with the conscience.
Right. Right.
But you sure don't want to control it. Just suppose you had to be conscious of everything going on in you all at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You had to regulate everything consciously that was going on in you. I don't think you live very long.
No, no.
You see what I'm saying? So you have systems for the purpose of what?
Regulate.
Keeping the function going, keeping homeostasis,
right? Right.
So, consciously, I sure don't want to have to think about every breath I take.
No,
because
no.
If my mind drifts on something else, then I'm not going to be breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to lead to a real problem and set off a chain
yes,
up.
Yes, it will. It will.
You see what I'm saying? So it all boils down to we have to understand self and how we are and how we function. It's okay.
Right.
You know, I don't want to, I know it is not necessary for me to have to think all of the actions that's going on inside of me in these systems.
Right.
That's why there's something else there to do that. It's already programmed to do it.
Yep.
And so we can do what we do consciously, which is driving our car on the road.
Right. Right.
And while we're driving our car on the road, everything inside all this system is already what? Programmed to function a certain way to keep everything going on the inside like it should be. That keeps us driving, keeps us going, keeps us moving, et cetera. You see?
Right. Right.
So, I mean, if my feelings, you know, it's kind of like putting your hand in water and trying to calm the water from moving. As one martial artist say, you're only going to create more agitation in the water. Let the water settle as it see fit, and you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
so,
yeah.
We have a lot of control, but we need to look more and deeper into that word control, because it is much bigger and more profound than just the statement itself typically say about it.
Right, right. I think we talked about control last week, didn't we? Yeah, I think we did. Either with the when we just started on this wheel series. Yeah, but control came up in that.
It may,
yes,
yeah,
sir.
It may have.
Yeah, it
I
sure
just don't
did.
Recollect.
It surely did. Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's definitely right.
Yeah, because you know, life is fluid. It's not static.
Yeah.
You know, it's like life is fluid. It's really not static. We, you know, and when we understand these things, it is really interesting. Our design is really interesting. Our design.
You know what, that's interesting, though, when you're talking about those minutes. Is that what I find interesting when you're talking about, like trying to control everything by every minute. Don't you know that, if you got 60 minutes in an hour, man, that would be 100 and, I think, 40, no, no, 1,440 in minutes and within a whole 24-hour cycle. So how in the world are you going to be able to be, boy, you be tired as hell trying to control yourself like that.
Man,
dang.
But speaking right. particularly now, speaking particularly of the will,
mm-hmm.
you know, do you have the desire to get up and move?
Mm-hmm.
You have the power to do it.
Right.
But can you create the force to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have the will to do it?
Right.
So when we, you know, that's a determination. You're
mm-hmm.
determined. And when you say, what are you determined to do? What you will.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? What are you determined to do? What I so will.
That's very important what you're saying. Very important. Because one thing you have pointed out, brother, one thing you have pointed out in past shows is that we generate our own energy.
Yeah.
You're able to do that. And I tell you, brother, I do it a lot. It's been the type of work that I do. Man, everybody else be dragging. They wondering like, man, where you getting all this energy to come out and do what you do? It's because I generate it. And the thing like Brother Derek Muhammad, I'm pretty sure, shout out to you, brother, listening to us in Atlanta. Brother, he speaks about alchemy a lot. I enjoy listening to him. I mean, in Arabic, alchemy means the chemical. And so therefore, if the word generates, you know, the word can set things in motion, then word can be looked upon as being like a spiritual elixir. Something that you can, you know what I'm saying, you can stir up emotion, you can stir chemistry, you can stir reaction through words. And it's just so powerful. One of the favorite things you love to say, like, in the beginning was the what? It was the word.
Word.
The word was God, you know, and the word is God. But throughout the annals of time and space, word have always been a force to get things to move and to change. Word, it takes even words to even build up civilization. It takes words to tear down civilization. You know, it takes words to change a bad habit into good habits. No, this word thing is powerful, man. And like you were speaking about putting like will, your will comes from the words that you spoken. The word that you use to generate the thought on what it is that you want to change. You know, because the truth is, brothers and sisters, is that we all live in the confinements. Y'all ready for this? We all live in the confinement of each other's wills. And can we prove it? Of course we can prove it without a doubt. Because what is the will? You know, if the will, as like Brother Farrakhan, I'm use what he said, if the will is the power of God, then look around. Go outdoors, look around. Look around in your home with your physical eyes and also use your spiritual eyes. It consists of the will of someone else that is outside of yourself and the will of self that dwells within your own thinking. You know, this power of the originator called the will is an irresistible force that can't be moved or changed from a weak mind or manipulated by a finite thinking. This is why it is written that the God of yesterday is the same God of today, the unbreakable one. The unbreakable one, bro. Powerful, man.
When you're determined, just say, look at you, look at yourself. You know, it's keep it simple. You became aware of the fact that you're Muslim.
Right.
Once you became aware of the fact, how did you become aware of the fact? Through the word.
Through the word.
The word came to you. The source, be it a radio, be it a television, be it another person, be it a magazine, a book, a paper, the word came to you. And when you read the word, when you read the word, kind of remind you of the prophet in the cave, don't it? When he was what? Told to what? Read.
Right. Because he was meditating.
But when you embraced the word, what did it do for you?
Definitely changed.
It gave you power, brother.
Sure did.
Just think of the things that you were doing before the word came.
That's right.
Why did you put those things down? Why did you cast those things to the side? Even the things that were serving you well, you did what? Cast them aside.
Right.
All of the things that satisfied you and made you happy in the state that you were in, you cast them aside. You cast them aside because of the word. What was it about the word that moved you like that? This is what one asked themselves. What was it about the word that moved you like that? Can you tell me?
Come on.
I mean, you just think on that for a minute. Some of us like to get high.
Right.
And we was high and loaded and loved to do it regularly, right? We were in all walks of life. But when that word came to you, what? You set it aside. And those around us say, N-word, you crazy.
Yeah, what's going
on
with you?
What's wrong with you, man?
Right.
Some of us went showing up radical with it. We throwed it out. We flushed it down the what is wrong with you? You out your mind? How did a word cause that when you would have risked your life to defend it prior to the word coming to you? It had to do with you. And the word.
Right.
It was something in the word. The same was naturally in you. A connection had to be made.
Right.
You had the receptor. And it was open to embrace the word that carried the message. When that occurred, something moved in you.
Right.
That changed everything. You know what I said? Something moves.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look here.
Yeah.
You can look at that biologically at what occurred.
Yeah. Yep.
That caused that to occur. You can look at it spiritually, mentally. But nevertheless, it caused what? A change.
Yes.
And you change.
That's right.
Sometimes we are so moved by that word, what they say, it drops us to our knees. Sometimes we are so moved that word, what? We just began to shed tears and cry. And people around won't understand what they're looking at. They say, what's wrong, brother? What happened? Did his mother die? Did his brother pass? Did his sister die or something? They're trying to figure out what is going on with you. You just received the word.
Mm-hmm.
Is it powerful? Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Is it powerful? Then the more words you began to receive and embrace, you're changing in every way. Look at how it changes. Physically, you began to change your diet. You moved to go to different kinds of foods because your body is requiring different kinds of food that is needed for the change.
Right.
And you began to, what, consume that. And the next thing you know, as a result of the new foods that you are consuming, your skin began to clear up. You began to change. You said, what is going on? What is happening? What is happening? You can look at that biologically. You can look at it mentally. You can look at it spiritually. But it's nevertheless it's happening. You began to lose weight. You become motivated to do new things other than what you were previously doing.
Right.
All of that is the word, right?
That's right.
Oh, but what? You still have what? Obstacles. Oh, this is the real beauty of the word. Them obstacles in the front of you is friendship that you had, connections with other people who don't like the change in you. And they say, if you're going to change, then we can no longer be friends. We can no longer, your woman say, what, we can no longer be lovers. I don't like that change. That change is making you different. Different from what? Different from what's in them.
That's right.
And though you have great affection for your friend, for your girl, for your parents, the word is stronger than all of them. And
that's
if necessary, you will walk away from all of them to follow the
word. That's right.
What kind of power is in this word?
Mm-hmm.
That is moving you like that. Huh? Even the one who spoke it to you is not pushing you in the back. Don't have a gun drawn on you.
So don't.
Saying do this, do that. You're doing it of your own accord because you are moved by what is in that word.
That's right.
Well, you know how beautiful, look at how beautiful this is.
Mm-hmm.
Now you have to do things like face death. See if the word is strong enough to make you first face death and meet it head on.
Mm-hmm.
And you do it and you walk through it. And when you do it and walk through it, tell me how valuable is the word to you. Then you've seen the power of it. Nothing can break you away from this word. You're seeing faster change. It's more change coming about. And he is making you a new creature.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Ooh,
powerful. Yeah, it's powerful there. Yes, sir. Because as you were speaking, man, I was reflecting on how it all started with me, because that's about right too, brother. Because at 18, man, that's when pork just dropped out of my life cold cut turkey, as they say. After smelling it for the first time.
By the way, let me ask you this question.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been following and pursuing and embracing the word?
Oh, man. It started when that knowledge came to me. I was 19.
You was 19.
19. And, yeah, and I'm
so
56 now.
You faced all of the trials and tribulations of life.
Right.
In how long? 30-some years?
Oh, yes, sir.
What has brought you through it?
Oh, man. The determination.
What has brought you through it?
And the will to make this word known. Yes, sir.
The power that is in the word, my brother, is what brought you through all that you have faced.
All of it.
All of
it.
Brother, you are so blessed. And when you reflect on that word.
Yes, sir.
And what it has done for you in 30-some odd years and all that you have come to through as a result of embracing that word.
Right.
It's very humbling, ain't it?
Oh, yes, it is. For 36 years, man. And that's why I relate to everything you said. Because, man, like you being prepared. So when that 18 hit, then too, after 18, then 19, I was off that pork, man. and a lot of things started coming to me. It started preparing me for what was coming. Yes, sir.
And now you see why we say all praise, not some, not partially.
That's right.
All praise is due to Allah. For giving us the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to lead, teach, and guide us through all that we face. Because the word was in him to give to us.
That's right.
He was the first saved. And what was in him, he gave to us. And it did the same thing for us. We are eternally grateful to God. Eternally grateful to God for him. That's how we receive the word, through him. So we are so grateful to God for giving us such a gift. We want to cherish it. We want to show God how much we appreciate the gift that he gave us. It's a beautiful thing, ain't it?
That's right.
And what is your eternal drive? Come on.
Huh? You don't force us.
I interpret. No compulsion at all. And that's
no,
you
don't force
other people. That's right. We don't force people.
Well, if he don't force you, then what is in that word that he don't have to force you? That you, of your own will, give to him your whole will.
That's right.
Like Jesus said, Father, it is not thy will, but thy will be done. You give your will to the God freely of your own choosing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful thing, bub. What can you give the God? What can you give him?
Yes.
To show your gratitude greater than your life.
Yep. Than your life. That's why I like the song say, he wants it all. He wants your will.
Yeah.
Because you know, brother, I had wrote a note down for this show, and I'm gonna read this. But it says, "Have you ever looked at your life from that premise that before we came to be, we were under the will of someone else? The first will is the will of God. The second will is your mother, who allowed your father into the inner sanctum of her womb. The third will is your father, who interjected you into the womb. The fourth will comes from the natural operation guided by the first will, by God's permission. Is it an accident that God requires for you to give your will to him to grow you into his ever-evolving wisdom? Master Farad Muhammad and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, Brother Farrakhan, Brother Derek, Brother Wali, and the entire Nation of Islam wants for you what we want for ourselves. You know?
The best.
We want the best.
The best.
For you. Thank you.
The best.
And that what drives
major.
Us. You know, that's what drives us. Exactly, that's what drives us. Because in high school, I guess probably middle school, I never really worked middle school as much as Sister Levette did. But in the high school, they had a theme going around saying, define your why. What why? Why are you doing what you're doing? Well, my thing have always been, and I guess it comes from my mother, is that my mother was a servant to you. It didn't matter what color, or whatever. She was a head start teacher. She started off with that. Then she became working into I guess parent involvement and stuff like that. However, we've seen how she would take clothes, man, and give it to some of the less fortunate students that she had. She would even turn around and semi-support a lot of those young children and their families as well. And we found out about a lot of that after she passed away, because a lot of those children would go to the internet and would make mention of what my mom was given to them. I remember this one Caucasian girl. She said she would call her mama, because she said, you were one of those children, because I got up and I spoke about how she had many children out that we have never met before, and I ended up walking in those same footsteps. So my why is what my mother why was, and that's to serve humanity. And that's what drives me. No matter where I'm at, anybody that's around me, they will tell you, I help to spark something in them by the grace of God and with the word. And it helps to start making them to start doing something different just on my presence alone. And brother, you've seen it before. You ever walk up into a situation where man, women could be sitting there, man, with these real high clothing, and then they be trying to pull it down. Instead of when you in your FOI uniform, all the men come walking up in there like that. It's just a certain energy that you give off, and that people can relate. Like you said about those receptors, brother. And the only ones that's going to really feel and hear you are those who have those receptors open that's ready to change.
That's so beautiful. I
tell
ready
you, to change, man.
I like to say we are a blessed people, and I like to
yes, we are.
Use that time, that word. We are a blessed people. It's you know, I'm back to myself.
Mm-hmm.
And being back to yourself, you realize it just ain't nothing better than that.
You
do what you will. You know what I say? You back to
That's
yourself.
Right.
You do what you will.
I like that. You do what you will.
Oh, yeah. And what is it you will? Because you are
mm-hmm.
so grateful. Gratitude. Yeah.
Right.
Because you are so grateful to that one that aided you.
Mm-hmm.
And coming back to yourself, what we want to do is show our gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
We want to show our gratitude to that one. And in so doing, it pleases us.
Right.
It makes us very happy. We have the power to do what we will, but we willfully elect to use it in the
mm-hmm.
cause of the one that brought us back to ourselves.
Mm. That's there. That's there.
That's it.
Will said. Yep. Man, what a wonderful show, man. I was down to 60 seconds. but yeah, man. but you all go outdoors, walk around, take a look at and marvel at the beauty of what you're looking at, what your eyes can see. Man, you look up in the sky. Even though right now we got clouds that's floating on by, man, but it's something to marvel at. You see birds out there. Some of you may be in a park right now, you know. Some of you may be in your home. But still, your wife may walk by. Your children may walk by. Look at them in wonderment. And then, like Brother mentioned about that mirror, go look at yourself in the mirror. Man, you are a wonder. Think on that. All this that we are experiencing right now, this stuff wasn't supposed to be here. It wasn't supposed to be here. Think about just how beautiful you are, just how beautiful life is, whether we are here or gone, because we have people in our lives that have moved on to another realm of life. However, trust me, the Quran
says,
"How you feeling?" Those who are dead, don't speak of them as being dead, for you perceive not. You can live, but you're living through your children. You can live,
you can live through your word. You can live because the word of God, if you, especially if you live in the word of God and his wisdom, that wisdom is going to be here for the next three and some odd years. So Brother Derek can't die. Brother Wally can't die. The Nation of Islam can't die. Because we are living in the wisdom of the God of today, and we're going to be with you all in the future. Thank you all for listening
great
to the narrative day.
Great
teaching. We hope to talk to you all next week, and maybe we may do part four of the wheel. I see normally whenever I get inspiration to write these shows, it hit me during the week. So we'll talk to you all next week. Peace.
Peace.